Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
By the way, there's updated Steelers odds for Super Bowl. Before they signed Aaron Rodgers, their odds to win the Super Bowl were plus 4,000. Do you want to guess what they are now that they have signed Aaron Rodgers?
Plus 2,500.
Plus 4,000. Nothing has changed. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's according to DraftKings Sportsbook.
That's awesome.
Pre-Aaron Rodgers, plus 4,000. Post-Aaron Rodgers, plus 4,000. Ain't done.
That's awesome.
Number 8 to number 4 is what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Looks like somebody took a live bet, $40 at the very end of the game. Pacers Thunder, $40.92. They wagered. They won $1,718.
Let's go.
We'll get into that.
Win.
We'll get into that bro who decided to let it ride, who was hammering cigarettes before the overtime started in that Edmonton and Panthers game. Uh-huh. That game too tonight. Can't wait. Big hockey guy. Huge hockey guy.
Oh, yeah. You're locked in.
Yeah, dude. I did like this because our out of left field question was, when do you check out on a Friday? Somebody said from the 816, Bink stays locked in. I'm so locked out that I might need a locksmith to get anything done.
Love it. Take the day.
Yeah. And then somebody from the 816 said, maybe I should quit smoking my Benjamin while I'm working. That might keep you awake. You know?
That's the same guy who falls asleep every morning at 10:30.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. You hear that famous laugh on the other side.
I just can't get over that one. That was, we'll get to that in the next segment for sure. We'll talk more of that.
Drew's going to come in here barefoot with two code reds.
Yes, yeah.
And a yes, sirs shirt on. Sirs, baby.
Woo, sirs.
Shocking, bruh. But no, there was a story that came out of the WNBA, right? You found this yesterday. Yeah. We were talking about it back and forth. What say you? Breaking, there's currently an investigation being launched into the Seattle Storm coaching staff by the WNBA and the league security per Christina. On Twitter, Christina Williams, babe. The league is reviewing a complaint from a former Seattle Storm player who alleges an assistant coach directed profanity at them. We can't cuss. I don't know what the profanity was. So
fair.
I need a little bit of detail.
But
like if you went up to her and...
There's probably three words, right, that you'd say, yep, can't say that.
Nope.
And I feel like, I'm just saying, I feel like this from Yahoo Sports, that they would have inferred with some different language how derogatory the curse words were if it were one of those three words, right?
Yeah.
I think we'd be able to tell. That's me inferring. I don't know. You're right, Dusty. And if it's one of those three words, absolutely needs to be consequences and criticized for their actions and possibly even out of the league. Totally fair. Get it. Now, I'm just going off of what I'm reading, and the league's reviewing a complaint from a former Seattle Storm player who alleges an assistant coach directed profanity at them. Mm-hmm. Just that language, those words alone, F you, get your F and you know what together, whatever mm-hmm. it may be.
What coaches say to players.
What coaches say? What, you know, we've all heard, if you've played high school sports at all, at any level, you've probably heard some sort of, you know, thing like that. Man, what are we doing here? What is going on? We've got a sport that is growing at a pace that is just unfathomable. It's amazing to watch. And it seems like time and time again, this league gets in their own way.
Yeah, they just keep hitting potholes.
Yes, man.
And obviously we had the Angel Reese thing that fizzled out. And then now there's this.
Now there's this every time.
Because, I mean, again, like I don't know what the profanity that was used, but... Yeah, we gotta clean this up. You know what I mean? We gotta figure out what's going on here.
You're a professional athlete, right?
Because here's the other thing, too, to cut you off, and I apologize.
No.
If your sport is trying to be, you know, new and exciting and all this, stuff like this gets people that were trying to it completely get away from it. Because I'm seeing the text line. Like, you know, like people are like, oh, man, like, you know, this is why I don't watch it. This is why I can't put up with it, because it's a lot of, you know, bitching and moaning going on.
It is.
You know? And it's a lot of, you know, well, it's he said, she said, or I think they said. It's like either they do or it's like people that are credible with like stories in sports. You're like, oh, yeah, this guy says this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden, like, remember Broussard back in the day?
Yeah.
Everything he reported, and people are like, yeah, I don't take what Chris Broussard had to say for anything because he hasn't been right about it once. And some of them are just made up. And now you have the WNBA who has Paige
and Caitlin, and whether you like her or hate her, Angel Reese is a person of that league, and they're building characters, and then all of a sudden it's like the car's moving, Ward Parkway, pothole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn it. And everybody else is going, you had to see that. Next time, swerve around it. Just let it go.
Exactly. You've driven this road before now, right? You know when it's coming.
Yeah.
This is not what the people want. We want grinders, competitive, grit. And that's what we see in a lot of the play. This is a former Storm player. Yep.
So is this somebody just riding the coattails of Caitlin Clark?
Could be. This league's making more money. There's more, eyes on it. Maybe I can get a quick check, go on a podcast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Either way, a really bad look for the league. And it makes me kind of think about what Coach Blamire, DB coach for the Chiefs, said the other day at OTAs. He was talking about his son playing football, going to school, getting NIL, and kind of his advice for him and what he's seeing from these younger players in the pros. And it kind of had some similarities with this WNBA story.
Save your money. That's what I would say. Because the NIL, a lot of these young people, whether it's male or female, some of them are thinking that they're going to go to the next level, which is where we are right here sitting. And so you need to understand that if you're getting, $25,000 or if you're getting $500,000, you need to understand that it goes by fast and it's not promised that you're going to become a pro. And somehow, some way, if these young people can understand that loyalty means something when you stick with the program. But at the same time, they're seeing coaches jump. So how can you tell a player not to jump? So if a coach is going to leave after a year, how are you going to hinder a player from jumping into the portal? And so one of the advice and one of the things that my wife and I gave my son is that, pick a college that you can see yourself graduating from. And so when it comes to the guys that are coming into my room that are coming from NIL programs, you do see a little privilege. Guys that feel like, okay, hey, I'm entitled to this. And then they find out right away that the NFL means not for long. And so, and I tell them that, and I constantly preach that. And, some of these kids are coming in and they thinking that they are going to be God's gift to the NFL. But the NFL was around a lot longer than the NIL. And it'll be around a lot longer after you're gone. So,
no truer words spoken.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of when Marshawn Lynch gave advice but he used like chickens and stuff like that. He said, keep your chickens lined up.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Keep your bread.
Yeah. Something like that. Yes.
And but he's right.
He's right.
So that's always what I thought NIL was going to be, was a way to, yes, pay these players. I get that. Not a lot of people agree with that. But also the one thing, because I watched that broke 30 for 30. Right, which is kind of what this guy's talking about. I love the line where he says the NFL was around way before NIL, and it'll be long there before after you're gone.
I think that was Dave Merritt, by the way. That's my fault.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Dave Merritt.
And I thought the NIL was a good idea for the main reason that now you're going to give these young kids a lot of money. Let's see how they, A, budget, B, become, and C, what they do after it, right? Which you could kind of put B and C together. But that's the thing, is a lot of these kids would get into the NFL or the NBA or the MLB per se, make this huge contract, and then you never hear from them again. And it's like, what is that? Is it enterprise? A lot of us went to college as athletes, and a lot of college athletes grow up to not play professional sports, mm-hmm. become pros in other organizations.
Yeah.
And, of course, I thought that would be a way, to like, hey, okay, so you're going to make $500,000, right? Let's say you make that. Okay, what are you going to do with that? How much debt do you have? How much is this? Okay, you're debt-free. Okay, do you have a savings account? Okay, if you do, put this amount in here. Have two different accounts, and you run, whatever it is. That's not happening. And I should have known, right? Because mm-hmm. if I had $500,000 and I was 19, God help me.
Yes, you know what I mean? 100%.
And that's just me being honest about myself.
Same.
I mean, 100%. I'm terrible with money. I've always been terrible with money. And if I was an athlete with that ego already making that sort of money, man, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm going full Johnny Manziel, but I don't know how close to the edge I would go there.
Yeah.
So I think I would also like be paying an advisor. Be like, hey, Dusty, it's Tuesday. You know what you're doing Tuesday? Yes. We put $1,000 in the savings account. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know what I mean? Like, I need somebody there.
Of course.
Now, that's not necessary for everybody. There are definitely a bunch of smart people in this world that get that money. But yeah, I mean, I don't mind what Dave Merritt had to say.
No, I thought it was just great. I mean, and you're seeing that more and more now, and now we see it in the WNBA here. Former Storm player alleging that an assistant coach directed profanity at them. Yeah, maybe so. And again, we discussed, depending on the profanity, now I'm just inferring from the Yahoo Sports, I would assume that if it was derogatory and one of the words that you should never say, then they would probably kind of infer that with the writing of the headline. Since that's not the case, I'm just assuming that it was, you know, what the F? Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Can't be soft. Especially,
come on, man.
Especially in sports.
Come on, that's it?
Like, I heard coaches say things that I never thought I'd hear somebody say to me. And it was because I wasn't, like, hustling down the court.
Yep.
You know. Likens, get your fat ass down there. You know?
On the hop.
Yeah. You want to ride the bench or you want to play? You're slow as effing molasses. And then after the game, hey, good game, guys.
Hey, great job.
Great game.
Great job.
Great game.
Dusty, good, nice. Good, nice workout there.
Good three there in the corner. Good solid 4.5 minutes, Dusty. Lay off the cheeseburgers.
But yeah, that's going to be a problem for this league. They're going to have to wake up and then not just for this league, it's sports, as you heard Merritt say.
Oh yeah,
the NIL is going to have a ripple effect across pro sports, and we're seeing it now. Slowly but surely, it's happening.
From the 913, do you want to know why the Chiefs DBs are so good? There you go. We lose that coach, we're in trouble.
That guy's a boss.
Dave Merritt, man, what a G. Coming up on the other side, we dive back into the Royals and we talk about Caglione as he got one hit in three games. Are you concerned? Plus, we see what that parlay cash out is now from Bro choking down darts at a halftime. We'll get into that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Swing and a hard shot by the first baseman Contreras down the right field line. Salvi coming around third. He's going to score. Jack Caglione's first major league hit is an RBI double, and the Royals take a 2-0 lead. He scalded that baseball.
And Steve Edgley scores. Caglione with the first base hit yesterday in that first game of the two. RBI double and a big moment. Knocked in Sal, added to the run total. Royals take the series from the Cardinals, split it even, 3-3 for the series, the I-70 series of 2025. Played against a good team on the road, won the series.
Yep.
Job done.
Exactly.
Offense, 7.3 runs per game in those three games. What'd you say? They scored 5 runs in 3 consecutive games for the first time all year?
All season.
And you cannot lie. When you watch that team hit, you're no longer going to kick yourself in the nuts after they go 1-2-3. You're now enjoying what you're seeing.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan India, leadoff home run yesterday. Bobby Witt Jr., he hit first pitch he saw in the game on Tuesday night. Home run.
Smash.
Jack Caglione, RBI double.
Smash.
Vinny Pasquantino in the day game yesterday, 4-for-5. Look, it's a different offense. And I'm not saying that Jack Caglione was the offensive hope that he needed, but what were we told? What were we told by a lot of the people that are really smart about baseball? Jack Caglione can't come to this team and be the savior. Sure the hell looks like since he's been up here, the offense has been saved. 7.3 runs in 3 games. And I know people will say, hey, save, because I'm going to argue sample size on the other side of this. But if you are those people that are in panic mode about Jack Caglione after 13 at-bats and only getting one hit, then you have to be those people that are like, the offense is back. The offense looks like it's awoken. They have their, you know, my swagger back.
If you're going to overreact one way, you've got to do it the other too, right?
So if you're going to do the opposite approach, uh-huh, where, hey, guys, it was 3 games, 7.3 a game, I'll take it. Now let's, I'm not saying they need to score 7 runs a game, but I'd like to see 5. I'd like to see 4 at least. Not be completely depleted at the plate or in the lineup every time you play a game. 10-7-5 is what they scored in this series against the Cardinals. And it's not like you went up against bad pitching, right? Now, I know the game 2 was disappointing the way it ended, but as a text told us earlier, it was a very, very well-said text. Look, they weren't supposed to win that first game, and they did. They should have won the second game, and they didn't. but they took care of business in the third game and won. And they had to fight and claw in that third game, right? Cole Reagans was coming back, didn't look great. It was 5-5, had to come back from behind and win the game. And you did. You won that game. You won that series. The offense looks better. Caglione's had 13 at-bats. And where you can talk about Jack Caglione is, since it's been so new and so not many sample sizes, game one, I know he went 0-for-5, and we talked about this a lot 2 days ago, but the hard hit rates were there. Mm-hmm. He didn't look lost or confused. And part of that is the pitching didn't really have a whole lot of video on him. Yeah, it's minor leaguers throwing pitches, but they're in the minor leagues for a reason. Then he gets to the pros, and he's tattooing the baseball on night one. Two of the hardest hit balls in the league that night, the two hardest hit in that game. Dusty, save me. I don't need to hear about exit velo. That's fine, though. But it does describe to you in an analytical form that he's seen the baseball, which means he has not lost. Game two, RBI double. Ground out in his first at-bat, RBI double in his second at-bat down the right field line. Pulled it. Scalded, as Steve Stewart said.
Scalded, yes. Big moment, too.
And
needed some offense.
Right. Now, I will say, for those of you that think that I am 100% biased and never going to say anything negative about Caglione, that's not true. Because that game last night was another rookie moment. 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, and on the third and final strikeout, you saw the frustration come out. I like that. Because he's not immortal. He looks it. 6'5", 250, size 17 foot, hands that will break yours if you shake it. But he went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And in the third strikeout, there was a little bit of a mother, you know, that type of thing. And now that tape is out because those pitchers were all told by their managers and their pitching coaches and their people that do their homework for those teams, hey, this kid has a chase rate that is in mid-30%. Go exploit it. And they did. And now what Caglione has to do is go out there and identify what they're trying to do in that game and what caused him to lose his cool a little bit and to go 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Baseball is adjust to the adjusted to adjust to the adjusted. They threw him soft, low, and away, and he wasn't laying off of it. And that's a guy who had been seeing the baseball, who had gotten rid of the pressure of the first hit by his second game that he played. There's a lot of guys that make their debut, and it's like series 3 that they played, and they still don't have that hit. So, yes, there was some negative. You're going to see ups and downs. 1-for-13 isn't the greatest start you were going to see. But as we had played you earlier in the show, this is what Jeff Passan had to say when he was on the show with Pat McAfee.
The reason that the Royals hadn't called him up at this point is because he was adjusting to a new position in outfield, and they wanted to see improvement in the chase. The guy is so skilled, though. 6'5", 250 pounds, a, like, absolute unit. And even if he does not get off to, like, an incredible start, he's going to hit a ball 450, 475 feet. Just like that you're going to see and say, oh my God, how does a human being do that? And when you have him and Bobby Witt Jr. in the same lineup together, if Jack Caglione is what evaluators believe he's going to be, the Royals are going to have perennial MVP candidates hitting back-to-back in that lineup.
So now I'm getting confused because somebody says, you guys are right about Lorenzen. By the way, they are going to pitch him instead of Bubich. I thought so. Like, that's what Vern told me. You know what? The hell with what ESPN says.
Yeah.
I'm going with what Vern tells me.
Yes, I'm trusting
me. And what
Vern.
Andy Rogers tells me.
Exactly.
Via Twitter. But, again, right? So, yes, there are texts saying the only thing that you want to hope is that Cags doesn't get in his own head. I don't think he's that kid. Again, academic All-State. The kid's got brains. He's smart. He's dealt with failure. And we talked about his home debut in Omaha when he went 0-for-5. And then the next night he goes 0-for-4 or whatever, it was 0-for-5. Then he goes 3-for-5 the next night. He pulls an 0-for-5 on his debut, and his second at bat in the next game, he strikes down the right field line, getting an RBI. So the 0-for-5 didn't affect him. So now we get another rookie moment where you go 0-for-4 and you strike out 3 times. That's going to happen. Now what you want to see happen is, where do you go from there? Because Chicago, riding high, They split a series against the Detroit Tigers, and it's not like they're throwing out, you know, terrible pitching against the Royals. It's not like these guys that the Royals are facing have like a 6 ERA. In fact, the guy they face tonight is Davis Martin, 3.67 ERA. Now, he's only pitched in 68 innings, but it's not like that guy's, you know, a 1999 Royals pitcher. And then Saturday you play at 3:10 and you're going up against Adrian Hauser, 1.47 ERA. Now, he's only pitched in 18 innings, but what do we say about Noah Cameron? Guy's a stud. Threw like 21 innings, and we were ready to crown him as the second best pitcher on the roster. So again, it's not like he's going to be going up against terrible pitching, but I do want to see, after a game that led to frustration, because we knew he was going to get subbed out defensively, and he did Saturday.
Yep, we said that.
And we saw the bummed look, like, damn it, I want to play. That's great to see.
It's really good.
You want to see the desire and the fire going nuts inside of an athlete that's trying to make it for longevity and be that guy in your mm-hmm. franchise. This is the stepping stones of being in the pros. And then yesterday, obviously, the over with the 3Ks and the frustration on the third one. We'll see what today brings. That game at 6:40, Josh Vernier's On Deck show at 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. But we will see. And I'm excited. I will always be excited.
Yes.
Because when he hits that 470-foot piss missile.
Which is coming.
You're going to call me and you're going to be like, are you all right? Do I need to call for help? I know that I'm hard. Big time. No, like, I will probably run around my house shirtless. Just going, kegs, yes. Kegs. And they'll be like, that guy needs checked in on.
Need a video of that?
Yeah.
No, this is growing pains. This happens. He's been making contact. The only time he didn't was last night, as you said, 3Ks. Bobby also struck out 2 or 3 times last night, I believe. So this happens to people. I think we had a text ask, what did Bobby Witt Jr. do in his first few at-bats? And Bobby Witt Jr.'s first 13 at-bats, he had 2 hits, 2 doubles. So one more hit.
Yeah, and a lot of support from the text line.
Yeah, it does feel like they're not coming down on Cags as much as maybe
which
we...
Which I'm proud.
I am proud of that, too.
Good,
yes.
Good round of applause. Because I was worried. I talked to myself today. It was like I was going to have to deal with PR stuff today.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, hey, put a PR guy in your front seat and ask questions that you would get from a text line. Does he need to be sent down? Is the chase rate too much to look over? He's not what you thought he was, Dusty. Not what we're seeing. And, you know, this text from the 913, people need to see Cags as a Hunter Renfro batting 6th. But with Aaron Judge ceiling, he'll come around. I don't hate that.
I don't hate it. Hunter Renfro, maybe a little.
Power hitting outfielder at 6.
Yeah, I get it.
But his power.
The archetype.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The overall. Yeah, that's fair. It's good.
Yeah. So, again, it says he might not be getting a bunch of official hits, but he's making contact with the baseball, and that's what counts. Again, yes. Baseball is one of the hardest things to do. So one of the hardest things to do is to hit a baseball with a bat. And he's hitting it at a rate, like the one that went to the outfield that we thought was going to be the first one, 98.4. Then it was what, like 113, 116 ground balls?
Yeah.
And then yesterday, first, making contact.
Making so it's contact, not missing.
It's showing you the moment's not too big. And now you're 3 games into your career. You're now going on the road again to Chicago. You've got one real big moment left, and that's Tuesday night against the Skankies, where everybody, it's going to happen. Now batting number 14, mm-hmm. Jack Caglione. And everyone's going to stand up. They're going to get the plaud. The helmet's going to come off. The tip to the cap. And then it's going to go splash mountain into the right field.
Ooh.
Drink. Fountains up, Dusty up.
Oh, yeah.
Plums. Full. Speaking of plums. Speaking of rocks and stones. There may not be a better, bigger person with stones on the planet than this man.
Final seconds. No fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Mac, overrate that.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to say now?
That was what Tatum said.
4 straight series.
That he stole from Steph. Most cringe celebration I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Well, lucky for you, you don't have to see it next year. Tyrese.
You don't know that!
You're right. You don't know that. I was trying to tell Spec. You don't know that. That's a sidebar conversation. Wow. 4 straight series, mm-hmm. 4 game winners. I'll get the stat up, but it's something like the chances of them winning the 4 games that they won where Tyrese Halliburton hit the game winning or go ahead shot. The chances of them winning those 4 games, 1 in 1.5 million.
Huh.
They won all 4 of them. Tyrese Halliburton now 2nd all time in history of the NBA in go-ahead or game-winning shots in the playoffs, tied with, funny enough, best pacer of all time for now, Reggie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James there sitting at the top. I believe it's eight or nine. So.
Is he hitting another one? You can't put it. You can't put it back.
No.
He's hit one every series.
One every series.
The live bet receipts last night that came out,
man,
was awesome.
Oh, I wish I would have done it.
You had the opportunity.
I know. That's twice now that I've watched this team going.
One arm around the lady, one arm on the phone.
Yep.
All you had to do is get into FanDuel, live bet it, yes. And then you would have been here already.
Oh, I would have instantly.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, I'm in the studio. Let me know if you need anything. It's 1 a.m. Go home.
Talk about up.
Go home, buddy. I work alone. Man, magma formed rocks for a beanbag down there for Halliburton. Yeah. How it doing? Right? That's now Bucks, Cavs, Knicks, Thunder.
Best defense in the league, Thunder. 19 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah. And they were out-rebounded by the Pacers. And that was one of my biggest concerns. Can the Pacers out-rebound the Thunder? There were three guys with double-digit rebounds for the Pacers. Dusty, you don't know basketball. I know that Oklahoma City's bigger. And
they do have more size.
I mean, that's nuts, man. Give me seven.
I hope so.
I say this every time there's a great game one. Give me seven.
Give me seven of that, please.
I want seven of the NBA Finals, and I want seven of the Stanley Cup Finals that we get tonight. Connor McDavid, huge fan. Huge hockey guy over here.
Oh, massive. You're obsessed. You won't stop talking about it.
Connor McDavid, you know. Who needs a title more, Connor McDavid or Josh Allen? But no, it's fun to watch that sort of thing because that's where finals moments are made, right? Jordan hits that one against Bryant Russell or whatever that guy's name was that was talking a whole bunch of crap to Jordan.
Never heard of him.
And then Jordan put bang in your face. They call it a push-off. I call it Michael Jordan
not a push-off.
The Blazers shot where he does the,
fist
bumps.
Yes.
Those type of shots live forever. This run that Halliburton has put on, unfortunately, he plays for Indiana, who's not a huge market. Like, if he was a New York Knick, he would have already been bigger than Linsanity was.
For sure.
Imagine if he's doing this for the Knicks,
which
is not the conversation. The conversation is what he's doing will live forever in playoff fandom because he's done it four times in four series in the same playoff run. It's nuts.
Incredible. He's 25 years old.
Sirs.
This is I'm glad you brought that up because it's like, I'm hearing crickets now on, two small market teams. Oh, so really? How was last night? I haven't seen the ratings yet, but I bet in the last 5 minutes the ratings went up. Bet people were watching. Bet people are talking about that series. I bet it's a storyline. This is fun. SGA, 38 points. They forced 24 turnovers. Mm. Lou Dort had 5 threes. They were at home. Pacers won.
What do you got to do in the finals? You got to steal one. And if you're going to steal one, the first one's really damn sweet.
I said last night they had to win game one.
Yeah, they took the middle cinnamon roll.
Yeah, exactly.
They took the middle brownie. They didn't want the corner piece in game five. They took game one. Now you've got them on their heels. Oklahoma City still the favorites to win the series, but drastically has gone down. I think they're now minus 350.
I believe so.
And they were minus 800.
Yes. No, I saw them last night because I was talking about it with my brother. I think they're minus 500, but still, they went down quite a bit.
Mm.
At least on FanDuel, I could double check that for you. But either way,
It dropped significantly.
Which it should. It should.
Remember talking about this kid yesterday?
All right, we got an updated cash out offer. Are we considering it? Are we taking it? How are we feeling?
Bro, we're riding. We're going the whole distance. I said it from the beginning.
Bro.
100K. I don't care. We're going the whole way. You saw that team. Unbeatable.
That was our bro after, after he decided to stay high.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah. And now that ride's getting a little rocky.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It's just such a smooth ride.
Today, not so much. Yesterday, 127,000.
It's just such a smooth ride.
To the bank. Now it's bumpy. Yesterday, you were choking down six, playing with your hair, going through stress. Edmonton won in overtime. And
it's just such a smooth ride.
And now it's not.
What the hell was that?
That's gold. That's got to be a top three drop for you.
Oh, it's my favorite, dude. Every time, any context.
Yeah. So, when I, of course, that's where my attention went this morning when I got to the studio. It's like, I wonder what that dude's payout is.
So, what is it now? So, it was 123.
It was 120. No, it was 120, 123,000 yesterday before the game tipped off.
And this is a guy who bet all six winners across the six sports. He's now four out of six.
Yes. He bet $13 to win 270,000 on the Dodgers winning the series, the Edmonton Oilers winning the Stanley Cup final, the New York Liberty, who have always won the finals of the WNBA.
Perennial champions.
One time. The Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl, and the Thunder win the title. His cash out now dropped $16,000. His cash out as of this morning is $107,683.97. How are they going to give him two pennies? We don't have them. Round it up. So now, no question, you have to bail, right?
Yes, you have to cash.
It dropped $16,000. It will significantly drop more if Edmonton loses tonight or if Oklahoma City loses again.
Oh, okay. So he loses again. That's bad.
They might hit you with a sorry, no option available.
Yeah.
I'm joking. They would still pay him.
They'd still pay him.
But you got now you're barely above that 107K mark. Kmart. Oh, what a day. But now you have $107,683.97. Get out.
Got to.
Go.
Got to, man.
It was a fun ride. Go do a podcast on it. Get a couple thou for that. Do about four or five of those. Make a shirt. Make a viral video. Have all the money in your hand like your John Moran at a strip club.
Yeah, dude.
That's a real thing, too. Was. And, you know, enjoy life for a little bit.
Get a gig on a barstool out of this, maybe.
Easily.
Like, who knows?
They could use some help.
Do something for you.
But that's what you do. You take the cash now. Because I said and you said, let it ride one more night.
One more night.
And he lost, what, $15,000? It was 123, now it's 107.
Yeah, people were like, you can lose 30, 40K. And we both were like, no, because of the odds of the series, right? Now, I think the reward was greater than the risk. If the Thunder were to win last night, I think he would have gained 20 or 30K. Instead, he lost 15. Here we are. You're still over 100K richer for a $13 bet. Bro, don't ride this. Don't ride this. Please don't.
Yeah, Cody wants him to, like, lose.
He wants him to lose.
Yeah, he's, like, hoping that he loses. He's like, screw this guy.
Why?
Because he's an ass.
No, this is awesome. This is why betting's great.
Yeah, life will never get any better than what it is right now with that.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
Like, his life right now is...
It's just such a smooth ride.
Coming up on the other side, we'll wrap up the 8 o'clock hour, plus best firsts. Caglione did his yesterday. What are the best firsts? You've set this up for failure. That's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. You listen to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
On the text line from the 913, what's that kid's payout if he wins all his bets? $270,000. He bet 13. He's currently got a payout of $107,000 and some change.
Cash.
If you see it, feed it some cheese. Yeah, man. Somebody says $100,000 on 13 bucks, but bet guaranteed right now. Take it all day. Got to stir the pot up out in the bullpen. Cody and Alex are out there. I just go, you got to take the money now. And Gold's like, guy's an idiot. He's just going to keep doing it.
Man, they really both don't like him.
Well, because they put themselves in their position. Because I told Alex, I was listening to him yesterday. He's like, you're the one that says if you bet, you bet to bet. You don't bet to pull out.
It's true.
Well, and he's like, yeah, but it's $13. He goes, if I had to bet 100 to win 500, and they're like, hey, here's 250 to buy out. No, I'm letting that ride, but it's $13. You bet 13 bucks. I'm on team, you know, take the money and run at this point. I said yesterday, and so did you, see what happens tonight. Because now what happens if Florida wins?
Now you're screwed.
Now that money's probably not getting back up above 100K unless there's back-to-back Edmonton wins and back-to-back Thunder wins. I still think the Thunder win the series.
I do too.
But we'll see how they regroup after that.
Yeah, I don't know about the hockey side of it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the basketball side more than likely will regulate, right? More than likely. We keep saying that about the Pacers, and they keep saying, yeah, watch this. Regulate this. Overrate that. So I don't know. But, yeah, I'm cashing out for 100K. I think the question I always ask is, in this case, it'd be, would you bet $107,000 to win 223 to have Edmonton and the Pacers win this, or the Thunder win this? And my answer would be no. I'd keep my 107K. Yeah.
I support whatever you want to do. But if it were me, $13, 107, I would have been gone probably at 127 or 123. Because then it would have been you and Bob hosting the show for about a week. Somebody says jealousy is an ugly quality. It is. Jealousy is just love disguised by hate, is the way to look at life and that sort of thing. So I'm not.
100%.
I don't look at it from like, I hope he fails. I don't want that to happen. No. And somebody asked, where can you follow along? If you have Twitter, it's BR_betting, which is Bleacher Report betting. It's a green backdrop with a money sign for the people that are listening, seeing where can you follow along. They're keeping you updated. So as of 10 hours, they put a tweet up that says cash out now is 107,683. Look, dude, the guy's making content. We've talked about it now for 2 days. Probably more than we ever thought we were going to talk about, more definitely than maybe we should have. But
and to be fair, if he does ride this bet out, it'll be more content.
Yeah, no doubt.
After every game, all right, what's his cash?
She's such a smooth ride.
So Caglione did this yesterday.
Now deals. And a swing and a hard shot by the first baseman, Contreras, down the right field line. Salvi coming around third. He's going to score. Jack Caglione's first major league hit is an RBI double, and the Royals take a 2-0 lead. He scalded that baseball.
That's right. You heard that audio yesterday here on 96.5 The Fan. Game tonight in Chicago, 69 degrees. Nice. And the Royals will take on the White Sox, hopefully sweep. Yes, I understand that they won 2 out of 4 against the Detroit Tigers. I'll bet you the Detroit Tigers fan base is upset. I bet you the players are upset.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now we have tonight's game. And Cags has knocked the weight off the shoulders with the first base hit of his career. And I think that's probably going to go down in his life as his greatest moment until he hits his first home run that goes 465 feet.
Tonight.
Just pisses away into the evening. Pissing the night away. Pissing the night away. But did you ever have anything? And please be professional here.
If Dusty's asking you to be professional, you know it's serious.
Yeah, that's that's ironic. No, but like, I will say, taking the gambling aspect, the first time I ever hit a massive parlay was nuts. And it was 2 years ago, Chiefs game.
Really?
So me and two other buddies went together, $20 each, and we bet like a 5-legger in the Chiefs game. And the payout was $1,800. You want to know how it came down? So they were playing the Chargers.
Yeah.
We had an Isaiah Pacheco anytime. Kelsey catches. I still have the screenshot somewhere in my house. But it was Mahomes passing. It was like 225 or whatever it was. It was Isaiah Pacheco anytime, Chiefs money line, I think Kelsey yards or catches. I think it was catches. It was like 5.5, and he had like 7 in the first half. And then the last one was under Keenan Allen receiving yards.
Ooh.
Because the Chiefs were holding wide receiver ones locked up. That's when they had Snead and McDuffie.
Yeah,
and they weren't
okay.
giving up 100 yards to a receiver. And Keenan Allen's over-under yards were 74.5. He had 47. And on the last play of the game, Herbert threw it over the middle for like 35 yards to Keenan Allen, batted away. And I mean, I'm here to tell you, 1,800 split between three people. And I mean, we all went nuts.
Yeah.
Sunday night, wasn't doing this show. I just had to be up at 9 for Jack Stack.
Easy.
I mean, painted downtown Lee Summit red, dude. I'll never forget that feeling. Because it was to the point where, like, buddies of ours were texting us, like, what was that parlay? Like, what'd that pay out? And even, like, Carrington called me and goes, nice hit. I said, Carrington? He goes, yeah, nice hit, man. I was like, thank
That's
you.
That's awesome.
It was 1,800. Like, when
That's
Gold,
a huge,
when
yeah.
Gold pulled that Caitlin card, one of one, that Caitlin Clark card, I bet that's one of the best feelings he's ever had.
Has to be.
Because doing that Fanatics live card ripping stuff, when you get one of the team that you auctioned for, and out comes like a, you know, reptile Jack Caglione auto, you lose your mind. Because that's what everybody's fishing for. Cags. Like every time you go to, it's like, all right, guys, we got five autos guaranteed. This is the Cags box, or Cags is in this box somewhere. Is he one of the autos? I don't know. But I don't know what one of your greatest firsts were.
The 913 says, where is Max
orgasm drop
for this?
I've been pounded this week.
I assume that's what he means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume that.
Or is it the when Bob did the cranberry sauce?
Oh, see, it could be. No.
He got so much suction from inside his mouth there.
I don't know how he did that.
Oh.
I would say, man, there's a couple of really good ones, but I think you could relate to this one as playing basketball as a kid. Mm-hmm. I was so bad as a kid. I don't know why. I didn't get it. I couldn't shoot. I wasn't athletic yet.
Were you doing the two-handed?
Yeah, two hands, oh, you know, yeah. Flinging and just
put
like
the hand in the cookie jar.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Later on, figured that out, became a decent shooter, but early on, you know, first grade, second grade, and I played for like 3 or 4 years, and I think it was second grade. And it was my third year in basketball, mm-hmm. And I remember exactly where I was on the court, probably a 14-footer diagonal to the basket, right corner of the glass, straight into the hoop, and I remember my dad standing up, second grade, it's like, yeah! It's like,
that's my boy!
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be bad at sports and school!
Exactly. But yeah, 3 years, you know, you're like, dude, I finally hit a bucket. You know, that's second grade, and I still remember that, so that was cool. A sack in football. When I was rushing the quarterback.
Oh, did you have the arm line. Up?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, I'm ready
White
to go.
Knuckles? Yeah, I don't know, man. First time I smoked weed was weird. I don't know if I put that up there.
Really?
I was in the back seat. They turned around and looked like Ishmael from Kingpin. I was like, are we there yet? They're like, I think he finally
Were you
inhaled.
Going somewhere? Were you going?
Sonic.
Okay, classic.
Yeah, we were in a car.
Classic.
Yeah, we were in a car with a girl that she worked there, and, like, she'd get free food.
Nice.
I mean, you'd have thought I was Tim Robinson. We got there. I was like, 55 shakes, 55 cookies, 55 burgers, 55 nuggets, 55 fries, 55. I mean, literally, dude. I was in the back, didn't talk. Like, me not talk.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
The whole time.
Whoa.
They're like, I think he finally inhaled.
You're freaking out. Yeah.
Oh, the window is down.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thought I was, dude.
I was cheesing. Awesome, man.
Yeah. So, there's that. Coming up on the other side, it is 9 o'clock. We get into the Richard of the Week. Who is it? Mac, Dusty, we'll talk about our Richard of the Week on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.